Welcome back to the Panther Press Podcast. I'm Ryan Rose, and today I will be interviewing some of our new coaches for the upcoming 2023-2024 season.
Here with John Vaslick on the new girls Griffith head coaching job. So, John, why did you decide to become the head coach for the girls soccer team?
Well, the reason I wanted to coach these girls is because, for one, I love the game of soccer, and number two, I love to teach the game of soccer. And also, I've been part of this team for the last 5 years, so I know a lot of these girls, and I want them to have, especially the seniors this year, I want them to have a great senior season, and hopefully have some fun along the way. And for the other girls that I've coached too, it's just familiarity, and I just am excited to get this season going and see what I can do as a head coach for a season with them.
Cool. How can your previous coaching experiences help you prepare for the new season?
Well, like I said, I played soccer, and so I kind of remembered what I was coached, and I paid it forward when my children played, and I coached them with the town. But with the high school, I like it because it's very competitive, number one. And number two is also with my experience of the 5 years, going back to that, I really am excited about being a leader this year on the team. I was assistant. I ran JV, and I'm just kind of curious to see how I can do as a head coach this year. So it would be kind of cool with this group of girls, because I know it's very familiar. I know them, and they know me. So we're just going to hit the ground running and see what we can do.
Cool. What is your plan to help the team get better?
Oh, that's going to be the girls aren't going to like this, but it's going to be a lot of running in June and July. We're going to get in shape. A lot of ball control. We're going to have to get ball control, better ideas on what to do with the ball, and I think we can be real competitive. I looked at our schedule this year, and I'm shooting for maybe 9 or 10 wins. That's a big goal, but I think with the talent that we have and the girls and their commitment, I think we can do it this year, and we're going to bring a high intensity to every game and every practice.
Perfect. Is there anything you want to add about the soccer team, being a head coach or anything like that?
No, just that I'm pretty excited, and I hope that we're gonna get this game, this practice starting in June, and hit the ground running, and then go from there. And hope by sectional time we're gonna make a run, and people are recognizing who Griffith is, and they're not gonna take us for granted in the sectionals. That's about it.
Now I'm here with former state championship winner Coach Phil Mason, who's coached at several schools, including Andrean and Michigan City. Why did you decide to come to Griffith?
I decided to come to Griffith because when I was coaching at Andrean, I had great respect for what Griffith was as a football program, the support it got from the community, the intensity, just the way they loved and cared and how hard they played the game. I even coached against them when I was at East Chicago, and I saw it, but I really saw it when I was at Andrean. So, being at this point in my career, I wanted something that would be meaningful, that I thought I could really give back to the game of football, which has given so much to me and my family. And I thought coming to Griffith and doing whatever I could to help reestablish that pride and tradition here at Griffith High School would be a great way for me to kind of finish out my coaching career. Don't know how long that's going to be, but hopefully, definitely a few more years.
Hopefully so. How can your previous coaching experiences help here at Griffith?
Well, you know, I've been very fortunate to coach at some great places. You know, I think when I started back in the early 2000s at Wheeler, I was Wheeler's second head coach, and they had only had 1 year of football previous to that. So they were in definitely a building stage, learning how to get into the hallways and work with kids who really didn't have much experience with football. I think that brought a lot to helping me learn how to really get kids attracted to the game. From an intense coaching standpoint, that's what Andrean was all about. I mean, the expectations there were high. So learning how to balance a program and work with different kids and families and always having the pressure of winning was a great experience. And then going to Michigan City, where there was unlimited amount of athletic potential and high expectations for their athletes, but it was never able to really come together in a very competitive conference, the Doolin Athletic Conference. I think when you look at all of those and you kind of sum it up, it gives me the experience to come here. I'm at an age where I have a little bit more patience with things, and it's allowing me to really bring things together here at Griffith again. You know, we're seeing it today in the weight room, how kids are responding to, just in a short time. It's all about culture and rebuilding the culture here. And I think we're going to be able to do that, and I feel good about the direction we're headed. We're obviously very young, which is great. We're going to keep recruiting those hallways, and you know, guys that are listening to this and think, well, I'm not sure, I'm on the fence about playing football, come just hang out with us and see what we're doing and the fun that we're having. That's what it's all about. It's all about having fun, and I want these guys to have fun. And when you win, you're definitely going to have fun, and we're going to win.
Oh, yeah. How does coaching at Griffith compare to the other – oh, I just – wait, no. Hold on.
You'll be able to edit that?
Yeah, we can edit this out. What is your plan to help the team get better?
Well, I mean, obviously building relationships, you know. I mean, building relationships with the kids, building a culture, and what we mean by culture is obviously understanding what's expected of them. And then holding them accountable throughout. You know, it takes a village, and the community has a great culture within the community of Griffith. So, you know, there's hardworking people in this community, understanding that hard work is, understanding responsibility, understanding commitment. All of those things are attributes that we have to have in life.
It was great speaking with you. Anything you'd like to add about football, coaching, or anything?
I just want to say that, you know, we're looking forward to the support of the community. We're looking forward to building a great spirit within the school and get this thing rolling. And year in and year out, Griffith football will be a tradition of pride and respect and of course, fun.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Coach Phil Mason and Coach John Vaslick, for letting me interview you guys today. If you're interested in any of our other podcasts, make sure to check them out on our Panther Press website. Thank you guys.